I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Sudan's army captures more territory in the capital city after seizing the presidential palace on Friday. It's the government's most significant advance in a two-year war against the paramilitary rapid support forces. Greg Kelly of Unknown Nation says,
the people seeing their army, the Sudanese armed forces, take back a very symbolic location is very encouraging. Hopefully, this is the beginning of a negotiation that brings long-standing peace, because Sudan is long overdue for peace.
Believers aren't immune from the ongoing violence. RSF mercenaries recently used the Khartoum Evangelical Church as barracks, looting all of the church's contents.
They view Christians as easy targets, soft targets. They will kill Christians, take over their properties. They'll take their women, force their children into military service.
And Arab Women Today is a ministry to women across the Arab world. Founder Ruba Riani says her message is to love one another as Jesus Christ loves us.
I always bring the gospel into our conversation. This is in the real life, in the field, in our daily life.
Change takes time, but Riani is optimistic.
Because of globalization, it opened the eyes of the new generation and the younger people to see something different.
Pray that many women and young Muslims will come to Christ through the ministry of Arab Women Today. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.